Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Come on, everyone. That 80s Enough reunion show is about to start.
Well, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball cards.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's your solution to everything.
Dad!
What?
8 is enough.
You know I love you, girls.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't.
Duh.
I don't want.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate, the Don and Mike Show.
Darn right. Damn right. Listen, want to join the fun? Don't forget to enter our contest, the show open contest.
Yeah.
Send us your best amateur work for a show open and be part of history. We'll play it every day on the show.
Yeah,
we'll get at least 10, 12, maybe 15 winners. Email your show opens to Don and Mike website.com. And on the subject line, make sure you put... Just put Norman for Johnny Norman.
Show open.
Show open. Okay, here we go with a new challenge for How About That.
Yes.
I'll be goddamned. I'll be on Monkey's Uncle, whatever this game is.
All right, I'm making a mental note of all this. Got it. They're right up there now.
All right, he's ready.
Now, the setup is this.
I'll be.
The setup is this.
Real.
She's 89.
89 years young. God
and
bless
her. She's got a hot dog. That her sister mailed to her.
Baby.
54 years ago.
Take a look at her hot dog.
Well, Robbie?
Just one question about the rules. You can each use each expression once.
Yes, and only once.
But once you say it, he can still say it.
No.
Once it's been used,
that's it. No, that would be redundant.
That's dumb.
That would be redundant.
All right, so her name is Flora.
Is it?
Hello, Flora.
And Rob, why don't you get the facts from her before we actually start our part?
Hello,
Flora?
Yes.
Hi, Flora. Stand by, please, for Rob Spiewak, who wants to ask you a little background about your interesting story for CBS Radio. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Flora.
Hi.
Let this happen in 30 seconds, please, Robbie.
We are on the air. How long have you had the hot dog?
Since 1952.
Okay, and it was first mailed to you, or did your sister...
No. I slipped it into her suitcase. Uh-huh. When they were visiting, and she was messing around, not hurrying, because her husband was in a hurry to leave. Her suitcase was on a kitchen chair in the kitchen, and she walked out of the room, and I saw a hot dog laying in a dish in the cupboard.
It's a very hard game for us to play, Mike.
And briefly,
we're going to do fine, though.
Just briefly, Flora, can you describe the condition of the hot dog?
Well, it looks like a little dried-up twig.
That's all we need. Okay, right. We're ready. Now introduce us, please.
All right, Flora, I want you to buckle your seatbelt, because here comes the host of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Flora!
How are you, darling?
Fine.
Hey, how about that?
How are you, darling?
Well, I'm fine.
Oh, spank my ass and call me Charlie.
Flora, do you like hot dogs?
Well, I've never been real crazy about them, but if they're... cooked out on the fire, black, I will eat one.
I love me a red hot like I love me a red ass. Don't count that. That didn't make sense.
Flora, where do you keep the hot dog now?
It's wrapped in a tissue.
How about that?
In an ice box up in the cupboard.
An ice box? That's...
Well, a little box.
Tickle me, Elmo.
What?
So, Flora, this sounds like, were you a prankster when you were a small girl?
Well, we were a big family of nine children, and we did play little tricks on each other.
Pull my nose hairs.
Scratch my ham bone.
They had to be nice ones and funny ones, not bad ones, right, because my parents were strict, but then my mother come from a family of jokesters.
Woo, that's a red booger. Man. I tell you, it's a red booger story.
Wow. And do you like hot dogs in general? Do you eat them on a regular basis?
Oh, no, I hardly ever eat one unless the,
well, bathe
unless
the baby.
The kids invite me down, and then I'll have one. And I enjoy it with mustard and whatever on it.
Well, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Right.
Well, pull my tooth.
Pull your what?
Tooth. They don't need
no.
to make sense. Oh, no editorializing.
No. Oh, well, then. Oh,
you
please.
Can't do that. We're just playing the game right now.
Hey, may I ask a question, ma'am? Do you like mustard?
Yes.
How about that elephant?
Perfect.
You're kidding me.
Sure.
This is how the game is played?
Of course.
I'm trying to think of actual,
yeah,
like, takeoffs
real.
Of
expression.
Isn't that something? And you're saying that I could just say mongo dog face
to the banana patch.
To the banana patch, and that's a winner?
We're creating our own right now. If you're
hold on, then. We got to restart, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, no offense.
New
scorecard. I'm not trying to cheat
okay.
here.
Okay. All right.
I didn't realize it was just nonsensical.
Right. Now it doesn't all have to be nonsensical. You can say, isn't that something?
Well, I don't want to do that now.
All right.
Who are we talking to, Rob?
God, you're a handful.
All right. Stand by, guys. You're going to talk to Flora Zimbelman.
Take two.
Hi, Flora. What's your story, my dear?
What?
Hi. So you have a hot dog that's how old?
Since 1952.
Wow. I got toenails older than that.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. Boy, are my underpants wet.
Well, dye my chest hairs.
Flora, do you have cable TV?
Yes, I have Dish.
Tiger by the tail.
Tiger by the tail.
All right. Hey, that's good. You're all a right. repeater.
Tiger by the tail. What brand is the hot dog, Flora?
Pardon?
What brand is the hot dog?
It was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Smoke the sausage.
The little label is still on it. You can see it with a magnifying glass.
Bite the wiener, my dear. Bite the wiener.
Hey, you get a two-for on that one.
No, that's only, it only counts for one, Mike.
Glaze the ruler. I am really amazed that you have this hot dog. Do you have any other foodstuffs in the house that are like over 50 years old?
No, this just happens to be something special my sister and I had.
Trace my aureola.
What?
Nothing, dear.
Pop my pimple.
This is a great story. What other? Do you like to eat other kinds of foodstuffs besides hot dogs? What's your favorite food, Flora?
Prime rib.
Dogs sniff each other's butts all the time.
That's not an exclamation, though.
I'm an expensive date.
Dogs sniff each other's butts all the time.
No, well, I'll be a dog's butt.
Well, I'll be another dog's butt.
All right.
Hey, Flora.
You know, this is degenerated. I thought it was a nice idea. But
do you like Regis?
No, it's degenerating right now.
Well, hold on a second.
It is degenerating into a competition. And, you know,
it has always been a competition.
Yes, I just thought it'd be fun to come up with little exclamations. You see,
I'm coming up with little exclamations.
Okay, well let's just play the game with a little integrity, okay? Just a little bit of integrity.
Oh, okay. Am I working too blue for you?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about integrity. You know, just play the game by the right rules.
What's the one that pushed you over the edge?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm too busy trying to think of my own.
Boy, I tell you, hey, Flora, you hear my good friend Mike?
Pardon?
Boy, does he give me the red ass. Really.
That counts.
Can I tell you about Mike?
Yeah.
Well, drain my mumps.
Where were you last week? Have you ever had the mumps, dear?
Yes, when I was little.
I sand the cardboard. I don't know. I don't know.
What? I'm supposed to count that one? Uh-huh. Sand the cardboard?
I don't know. I don't know now.
Well, chisel my willy.
Bingo. Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, then I'm not playing.
Well, let's see. Twiddle-dee-dee on my bolios. Excuse me, Flora. I'm sorry you had to hear that ugliness.
Wow. You like that prime rib, darling, huh? What's your favorite restaurant to go for prime rib? You like fried chicken?
Well, I'm not crazy about fried chicken.
Heckle the rooster.
I still like prime rib the best.
Yeah.
You know, at KFC, they choke the chickens.
Pardon?
Are you counting that? Or is that just a simple statement of fact?
Put that under funny.
Okay. One funny.
File that under funny.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Because it couldn't go around it.
Hey! Way to go, Flora.
Good job.
Now, Flora.
Don't you go dying on me.
Flora, you just sound like you're quite the prankster. You still drive a car, darling?
I have a car, and I just drive it around here in the neighborhood.
Well, pave the driveway. That is fantastic.
What? How about those gas prices, Flora?
The what?
Those gas prices. Ain't that a kick in the tomato?
I didn't understand.
Doesn't that peel your onion?
Those gas prices are really high, aren't they, Flora?
Oh, the gas? Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I have my comments about that, but I won't air them.
How's your vision, hot legs?
My vision is fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I didn't know that. Now, hold on. Hot legs.
I would be.
That was him.
No help, Rob.
That was him.
Yeah. No
that
help.
Couldn't count.
No.
That could, file that under not funny.
That's not.
File that under not funny at all.
Listen, sexy, here's not the question funny. For you. Very seriously, do you have color TV?
Yes. Well, we don't live out in the boonies. We're educated out here.
Oh, give her a round of applause.
We're out here in the country.
Yeah, do you raise your own chickens?
We used to butcher them myself, my daughter-in-law
well,
and I.
Well, sharpen the butcher knife.
All right.
What?
And they were
stop
good.
Serving me those slimy,
and we
sloppy
we
eggs.
Different. Our chickens were a lot better than what you buy.
What's the difference between the chickens of yesteryear and the chickens today, Flora?
Well, in the first place, they slaughter
do you like Huey Lewis?
Out.
What's that, darling?
They slaughter them and do not let them bleed out.
Yeah. Oh, you
leave bleeders. The bones black.
Oh, so you keep the blood in them?
You don't.
Oh, you get the blood out of them.
You ever drink pig's blood?
Hang them up and they flutter and the blood all leaves them.
Oh, dear.
Blood.
So that's the key to a good chicken is to let it bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that way about our producers.
Been a while since you've had that happen, right?
Yep.
I'm guessing you're past the change in life.
Oh, dear.
My daughter-in-law's know how.
They know how, I bet they do.
Do they raise chickens?
How about that?
We don't anymore.
Isn't that a bloody mess?
Do you have a cattle?
Paint the town red.
We had lots of cattle. Baby calves.
You don't let them bleed out either, do you?
No, we don't butcher those ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, isn't there some joke about
2 years ago,
decaffeinated?
But
isn't there some joke about like a cow having an abortion?
Sure there is.
And being decaffeinated?
Plow my furrow. There are plenty of them. Absolutely.
Not an abortion, but it's a Syrian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, pluck my eyebrow.
Breech birth? Is that what you're talking about?
We've had him.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite farmer?
My son.
Your son? Is he a farmer still?
I like Farmer John.
Both of them are.
I got to go to the John.
I like Fanny.
Lose.
Fanny Farmer.
That's what you call a bathroom in... Well, now, hold on a second. I'm playing a totally different game.
What are you doing now? I'm trying to keep up.
I'm trying to keep up with you, too. When's the last time you had one?
What? A
Lou? Whatever it is that we're doing. I got to go to the bathroom.
If you can't keep up with each other, how can I keep up with both of you?
Exactly.
I like you, Flora.
You're right, Flora.
Exactly.
You're a sweetheart. How many grandchildren do you have, Flora?
11 grandchildren.
Oh, well, double wrap me.
Cross your legs.
Great grandchildren.
Cross your legs. Is there an off switch on that baby machine?
Well,
like a Play-Doh phone factory.
They got to do something in their pastime.
Right. I'll be an orangutan's aunt. That is fantastic news.
Flora, you say you have color television. What's your favorite show to watch? What do you watch on the Magic Box?
Oh, there's just about anything, the news and the talk shows.
Uh-huh. You like Regis?
What?
Regis and Kelly?
You like Regis?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah. Matlock? Do you watch Matlock?
No.
No.
Griffith? Griffith can bite one. Regis can eat one. How about Regis and hot dogs? Would you ever imagine yourself eating a Regis Philbin hot dog?
No, I can't imagine.
Good choice there. I'll give you my applause.
Be very tiny. You would choke.
Mm-hmm.
Choke a chicken.
What do you do for fun in your little town?
We raise alfalfa hay.
Ooh, alfalfa hay.
I'll be god diddly damn.
Do you raise
and
buckwheat?
Corn and wheat.
Bingo.
And, I'll be a mother's father.
Sunflowers.
Sunflowers.
You're one crazy chick.
Well, Melt my crack pipe.
Well, you Washington, D.C. guys are pretty funny.
Hey, top
you. You got that right.
Top off my drink. Hey, well, suck the foam off the head of my beer. Well, hello?
Hello?
She's still there.
Oh, man. Boil my meatballs.
Flora, it's been wonderful having you. Mike, I'm about out. Are you
I'm
out?
I'm out, yes. I was out an hour ago. Yes, I was out an hour ago.
It's been wonderful having you on our show.
Thank you.
Rob wants to know what variety your automobile is.
What?
Do you drive an Edsel?
No, I drive a Chevrolet Lumina.
Oh, a Lumina, like the race car. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, Ricky Bobby.
Did you say you drive an aluminum car?
Aluminum. That's the brand. That's
Lumina.
Speak up, you cow.
Yeah, lots of cows out there. What's the town you live in, Flora?
What?
Yep, thank you.
Hey, listen, thanks for being on the show.
You're certainly welcome. I enjoyed it.
Very sweet lady. We like having you on as well.
Can you give me a copy of it?
Sure, we're going to put you on with our producer.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Darling. Please stand by.
Well, let's see. How did we do, Buzz?
You know, it was hard to tell, but here's the score.
Okay.
Don, 26, Mike, 19.
Oh.
Ah! You know what happened is Mike...
Sweet victory.
Mike fell into that good broadcasting habit of asking questions and
Don started attacking me. And that's when he took the lead.
It was a
simple actor's trick.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'll whine all I want.
Did you have some of the... Some of the barbs that Mike and I were tossing out, did you write any of them?
Anything that seemed to me, even under these bizarre loose rules, as a reference of exclamation, I counted. I gave you a score for.
I have a favorite.
Yeah?
It was Pop My Pimple.
That's in there.
But I'll be honest, that was in response to something Mike had said.
Yeah. Yes.
There was a lot of that it would be like one would bounce one off the other, right?
Yeah, 15 years ago, I'd probably be able to remember some of the ones that I've said. Not now. Not today. Not in this environment. Not a chance.
Well, that's how we play. I'll be a monkey's uncle.
This time.
I like that version.
I did, too.
It was good. I think that we can hone it and refine it.
We want to do a follow-up call?
Yeah.
See how it went?
You have to hang up on her there.
Oh, hold on.
I predict she's delighted.
What line was she on?
I don't know.
Is she on hold? Hello, Flora?
Hello?
Hey. That's not Flora.
That's Flora Gavin.
Hello, Flora?
Oh.
No?
No, she's gotten away.
No. Hi. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Matthew calling from Buffalo.
Hi there, Matthew. Would you like a copy of that last segment for a time capsule?
It's Rob from
time capsule.
Yes, it's
hey, listen.
That's where you dig a hole in the back of your yard and you throw like the cassette of the show in because that last bit was so great.
I thought it was a wonderful idea.
Hold on, let's see how Rob's doing over there with Flora.
I will tell them that you were on the BBC this morning. How do you think it went?
I liked her.
They're funny, aren't they?
I enjoyed her.
She enjoyed you.
We'd love to call you back sometime in the near future.
That's all she's got.
So, okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Have a great day, and give my best to your sons and all their
okay.
progeny.
All right.
Okay.
What'd you say? You get long-winded with this.
Hello.
I just had her listening, and I wanted to stretch it.
Don and Mike, hello. Boy, I wanted to stretch it through the whole time she was on the
phone. She was very sweet. Make sure she doesn't get the tape.
Yeah, stretch that, Vixen.
Hello.
This is Matthew calling from Buffalo.
Yes, Matthew. Hi there. I'm sorry. We were waiting for you. What's up?
You know, I'm trying to get on the Internet and listen to the stream. I've been listening to you guys since you left left the airways here, and... I'm getting an error. I didn't really want to get on the air. I want to talk to Joe and find out maybe if everybody's getting the same thing.
We're on in Toronto now.
You know, if you're in Buffalo, you should listen to us on our new Toronto station.
Oh, what's the station? Holy cow, that's right.
It's C something.
CTKB.
I think it's C Sucker. I think the name of the station is C Sucker.
CTU Bauer Radio.
Hold on a second. Johnny, what's the name of the station?
CKTB 610 AM.
Storm it!
610.
Did you hear that, sir?
Yes, I did. What's the wattage, do you know?
What? Come again?
What the hell do you want to know the wattage for? Just turn it on and see if you can hear it, for God's sake.
It's more powerful than Dan Snyder's station. If you can go from Toronto to Buffalo and hear it, it's better than Dan Snyder's station.
Get back on a Buffalo. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Listen to where we're at, please. Thank you. Turn it on right there in Buffalo. You can hear it.
I'm going to get it done.
Just go turn it to, what is it again? It's
610 AM.
610 Seasucker.
610, to the best of my knowledge, is all the way on the left side of the radio.
Don and Mike show used to be a good dial position. Mm-hmm. It used to be a real good one.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the technical aspects of that. Isn't like the lower end of the dial, isn't that more powerful a lot of times? Or just a better clear? Does it have anything
to do? That's where your crappier signals were located.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like anything above like 11.
I think of 77 WABC.
Right, 89 WLS. Mm-hmm. Right. 56 WHBQ, 93 KHJ.
Yeah. You
want to
be on the lower end of the dial.
You
want to
be on the lower end.
Yeah, yeah, right. You want
to
have a lower frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Hello.
Are you Hello.
There? Yeah, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Don and Mike. I just wanted to say, Mike, when on the echo with the reverb, if you start talking real fast, you're a drop dead ringer for a dude walker. You just got to talk real fast, dude walker, all the way.
Well, I take that as an incredible compliment. Thank you so much, very much. I really appreciate the Don and Mike show.
And the compliments are fast and furious today for us.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I had some swelling, so that might have to do with it. That's just a normal day-to-day testicular swelling.
It's called dudism.
Did you let it bleed out?
I bled out like a chicken.
Let your balls bleed out?
Yeah, let them. Every day, I bleed them.
Ask him.
God. All right, well, here we go. Bloody ball time. Christ is King time.
Yeah.
Say it and win time. Look at your own goddamn watch. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.